You're listening to Georgia Public Broadcasting. I'm Ricky Bevington for All Things Considered. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms says the city's hospitals could exceed capacity by May 3rd. That's if the current rate of coronavirus infections continues. The mayor gave a public online conference call Monday from her home. That's where she's self-quarantining with her husband and four children. As of noon Monday, there were 2,809 confirmed cases of coronavirus in Georgia. 87 people had died. 14 of those deaths are in Fulton County, and Atlanta hospitals are bracing for more cases. Mayor Bottoms said on any given day, hospitals like Grady are already nearly full, serving thousands of Metro Atlantans coming in with diabetes, high blood pressure, car accident injuries, strokes, and heart attacks.
When you add the coronavirus on top of that, it is extremely challenging to our healthcare system. And it's what you're seeing reflected in New York and then Seattle, and it's what we are attempting to avoid here in Atlanta.
That's why Bottoms is asking Atlantans to comply with an extraordinary stay-at-home order through next week. It bans gatherings of more than 10 people and restricts the types of businesses that can operate, including restaurants that can only offer to-go service. Staying home encourages social distancing to stop the spread of the coronavirus. But people crowding public greenways to enjoy the gorgeous spring weather are testing the mayor's order and patience.
Meaning, if the Beltline continues to be overcrowded, if Piedmont Park continues to be overcrowded, we will have no choice but to close those spaces.
And if businesses violate the order to close, Mayor Bottoms wants Atlantans to report them by calling 311. That's the city's hotline for coronavirus questions and also services.
If there is someone who is in need of any services, please have them call 311 and relay what their needs are. We will also attempt to answer any questions that you have by calling our 311 service.
The city's also created a central website for coronavirus information, atlstrong.org. Even Atlantans experiencing homelessness are under the mayor's watch.
There has been an angel donor in our city who has offered to allow members of our homeless population who have tested positive to stay in one of the local downtown hotels. We are grateful for that.
Mayor Bottoms called what's happening right now a, quote, new normal. Her extraordinary executive orders are an effort to keep hospitals from getting overwhelmed. She said because only the sickest patients are getting tested, the number of Georgians walking around with the coronavirus is likely much, much higher than we know. And as millions of people stay home and practice social distancing to stop the virus's spread, some city employees are still leaving the house every morning to keep Atlanta running.
If you have an opportunity with our sanitation workers, our watershed workers, our public safety personnel that you may encounter on the street, it would go a very long way if you could simply say thank you.
Bottoms said they are putting themselves on the front line to enable the rest of Atlanta to stay home. For GPB News, I'm Ricky Bevington in Atlanta.